Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. He is live in London, in Watford, England, just north of London, covering the Bilderberg Conference that's starting today. Now, Alex and staff traveled there in the last couple of days, and we've got some updates from Alex about things that have been happening. It's been pretty eventful so far, for at least for Alex. Even before the elite masters arrive, he's had their minions on him like a cheap suit, even though this is a supposedly one of the best hotels in the world. They're kind of acting like it's faulty towers. They canceled his reservations at the last minute with no explanation, in violation of law, in violation of discrimination law against political beliefs. And then they go there to eat yesterday before the conference has started today, and he was thrown out by security. They wouldn't even let him pay his bill for what he had had so far. So we've got some video updates of that. Alex is going to be here live later on during the show. It's going to be very interesting. And there is a lot of news about Bilderberg. Michael Savage talked about it on his show. And we've got all of this information at Infowars.com/B, as in Bilderberg. You can follow all the information there as it's breaking, not just what we're covering, but what other people are saying about it as well. Now, before we start, I've got a news item here that was just given to me at the last minute from Chris Jordan, and it's going to be our trivia question of the day here. We've got the article as a deadline looms for a suspect to decrypt his laptop or go directly to jail. Now, this is coming out of Milwaukee, and we've got a judge that is ordering this fellow to decrypt the only existing copies of incriminating files. Now, are you required to do that? Think about that for just a second. Okay, your time is up. Do your rights really change based on the technology, based on circumstances? Does that negate the fact that you've got Fourth Amendment rights because you're not writing on paper, but you're writing on a computer? I don't think so. Let's look at what the Fourth Amendment says. It says that you're to be secure in your person, houses, papers, and effects. It's pretty comprehensive, don't you think? I mean, there's not really any room for wiggle, although we look at how our government is violating that in every aspect. In your person, have you traveled lately? Have you flown lately? Of course, it's going to be all kinds of travel because it's a transportation security agency. It's not just the airport security agency. They don't believe you have a right to be secure in your person. They deny your Fourth Amendment rights every day to everybody that's traveling. How about your houses? Look at what just happened in the Boston Marathon bombing, where they're breaking into people's houses without search warrants, demanding that they come in, pointing guns at people, pulling them out at gunpoint. What about your computers like this? Should you have to self-incriminate yourself? Well, obviously the IRS has operated for decades on the principle of self-incrimination. That's what your income tax form basically is. You sign this piece of paper saying that everything that I have just told you about myself in detail is true, and if you find anything in there that is not true, you can send me to jail. That's one of the problems that a lot of people have with complying with the IRS system, and we've got some information about the IRS system. Ted Cruz is calling to get rid of the income tax, and I'm all for that. I remember 20 years ago in the Libertarian Party, we were calling for the abolition of the income tax and the IRS, and people said we were crazy. But things change, don't they? And hopefully for the better. Maybe with all of these scandals, maybe we've gone so far that people are ready to hear the truth about the IRS, the truth about self-incrimination, the truth about our corrupt tax system, where the largest corporations, those who are going to Bilderberg, don't pay any taxes, but you, the little people, pay them all. And just enough to keep the interest payments going to our central bank. We'll be right back with more information about Bilderberg, live updates from Alex Jones. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Al Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult, valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. And as I said before the break, we're going to be having information from Alex Jones. He's going to be joining us later in the show. He'll be doing most of the show, as a matter of fact, live from London. But we have Alex on site now. He's there with Leanne McAdoo and with Richard Reeves. Paul Joseph Watson, of course, is there as he lives in the area. And they're going to be covering things. They've had some interesting encounters already at the Grove Hotel. But it's interesting to go back and look at the history of Bilderberg, to think about the fact that for decades, they denied that this existed. Just kind of like Bohemian Grove, you know, when Alex showed up and took a video of what was going on at Bohemian Grove and exposed what these crazy people we call leaders were doing at Bohemian Grove. It's just amazing. And yet, to this day, even though he's shown the pictures of what they were doing, you can go to Wikipedia and look up Bohemian Grove and it says Alex Jones, conspiracy theorist, and talks about his film of what they're doing. So even when you show up and you film what they're doing, you're still a conspiracy theorist. Well, he's actually a conspiracy fact. And, you know, when we show up to Bilderberg, it's to show people that, yes, there really is an elite world government that really is planning this stuff. And you can really see the effects of what they're doing. And we're going to take a look later on the show at the real-world effects that come out of the plans that people like Kissinger and Rockefeller and the Bilderberg Group have created for Europe and for the rest of the world. Right now, in Europe, across Europe, there are riots and demonstrations. Even in Turkey, there are riots and demonstrations. People are demonstrating against the economic hardships, against oppressive governments, but especially in Europe, it's economically focused. And what they've seen are bankers. Here we've got some pictures here from Turkey. It's just amazing. If you've got this on video, you can see this. It's giant hordes of people. If you can imagine the Tea Party demonstrations originally in Washington, imagine that going violent. And here's a man yelling at him. He says, enough is enough. We are humans, too. This is an old man. He's yelling at the cops who are in all of their armor and body armor and have their shields and everything. It really is like looking at these aerial photographs that they have of these riots in Turkey. It's very much like looking at an aerial shot of the Roman Empire fighting the masses, the way they group together in a phalanx and have helmets and shields. Of course, the Romans didn't have guns and tear gas to shoot at the crowds, rubber bullets like they're shooting right now. But it's amazing to look at this and to think about the fact that, it didn't work out too well for the Roman Empire in the long run. They were eventually taken down by the crowds, and eventually they were taken down because people were just fed up with the corruption. It wasn't so much that they fell from the outside. It's pretty effective to fight people who are unarmed when you've got all the arms, when you've got well-trained soldiers who are in helmets and have shields. It usually goes your way, but it doesn't go your way when people get sick and tired of the oppression and the corruption. And that's what's happening right here in Turkey. It's happening all over Europe. You've got the central bankers imposing their rule over democratically elected parliaments and throwing out the democratically elected people there. And people are getting sick and tired of that. Now, in more recent history, even after mainstream media started covering this, and we've got an article here from the International Business Times where they talked to Charlie Skelton. He's a reporter for The Guardian. And he says the first time that he covered Bilderberg was back in 2009, a conference in Athens. And listen to what he says. He says it was a baptism of fire. He said he was chased around Athens by the Greek secret police. That's right. They don't like you being there. They're very much, it's amazing to see that every time these guys go to a conference, they go to the most expensive castle-like hotel and buy out these fantastically expensive places that cost thousands of dollars a night to stay there. And giant conference rooms, they buy out the entire place, just like they did in Kiowa, South Carolina, just before Bilderberg. Bill Gates went down there with his eugenics conference, and a bunch of politicians, some celebrities like Oprah Winfrey, bought out the entire complex just so they can keep people away. That's how much they hate the public, and that's how much they hate publicity. The darkness hides from the light. Well, we've got an update from Bilderberg and showing Alex being chased out by security even before the elite arrived there. But let's go real quickly to Charlie Skelton was talking to Max Kaiser, because Max Kaiser's in London. And let's listen to what Max Kaiser says about Alex Jones arriving.
In London. You know, this is fantastic, because Alex, aside from being a great journalist and an exposer of lots of bad things, he is uniquely Texan.
He's uniquely Texan. Well, we have to get him on Kaiser Report.
Absolutely.
Will Kaiser Report be coming to Watford?
Oh, yeah.
We should do one from Watford. Can't be outside.
Let's go.
It's not every year they come to Watford.
Actually, Charlie, for our American audience, can you explain what the heck Watford is?
Watford is the thing you drive through in order to get out of Watford, basically. Now, that's a terrible thing I'm saying to everything about Watford. I don't even really know Watford. Watford is just an area of northwest London, just off the M25, just south of that. So it's... And the place where the hotel is beautiful.
That's Charlie Skelton.
Is it sort of town like where David Brent worked at The Office?
Yeah, I think you're in the right... Yeah.
South, yeah. Potential south.
Yeah. It's on a farm.
It's on a roundabout somewhere.
It used to be what Londoners would define as the point between south of England and the north of England, and the rest of
that's
England,
right,
basically.
Yeah.
It was anything north of Watford wasn't really considered, you know, just considered full stop in London.
It's the edge, basically.
It was the wall.
The world stopped at one.
It was exactly that, yes.
Okay, well, that's our little teaser for tonight.
There you go. Max Kaiser talking about Alex Jones's arrival, saying the Texas Twister has touched down in London. That's a pretty good way to put it. They don't want Alex anywhere close to the elite there because he's not afraid of them. He's not afraid to call them out for what they are. And as a result, they, like I said, they canceled his reservation. Just before they left, they found out it was canceled. And when he went there yesterday, now remember that the Elite Masters have not yet arrived at their designated places. They threw him out, even though they were eating in the restaurant, and we got a video of that. Let's cut to that right now. This is Alex walking down the hall. He's holding a cell phone.
Just say on tape, you're kicking me out, and I'll let you pay for that. Oh, we're going to have to stare until the cops get here.
Yeah, that's fine. We are asking
where
you
is Mr. Reed?
No, but I'm not going to let you kick me out of a restaurant and fall for false charges of stealing.
You know that's not going to happen.
Well, then say that.
We as a hotel are asking you to leave, sir.
But we are leaving. I'm trying to pay for dinner. And you're saying leave without paying, right? Well, it doesn't matter. I got it on tape, so.
Hang on.
Where's Richard?
Yeah, what have you got done with Richard?
So, wish you a good night, sir. Your vehicle's up there.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Okay. Listen,
seriously, we just came by to get some video and stuff and eat dinner, man. It's not a big conspiracy.
We're not a threat to anyone.
Okay. Yo, where's Richard? Where's Richard?
Richard's up at the van.
And by the way, I'm more than happy to pay my bill.
Okay, we're going to be asking you to leave now, okay?
Okay, so you're not going to let me pay my bill?
Good night, now.
All right.
I'm still waiting for the confirmation.
Mr. Watson, I'm asking you to leave, okay? It's our choice that you're leaving, please. Please walk away.
But it's just weird that you won't say that.
Okay.
I mean, you won't even let us finish, and then you won't say, you're kicking, you know, just, all right, you got it on tape.
So there you go. There's Basil Fawlty, working security at the Grove Hotel, throwing Alex out. I don't know what he did to offend them, but just like Fawlty Towers, he's sitting there eating, and they tell him that he's got to leave. And he's kind of worried that it might be a setup, that they're going to come after him for not paying his bill. So he wants to get it on tape that they're actually throwing him out and not letting him pay for the bill. But, of course, Basil won't really confirm that that's what's happening. He just keeps saying, you've got to leave, you've got to leave. So there you go. That's the kind of world we can look forward to if we let the elite run everything, the kind of world where they can just order you about and tell you that you can't be here. You have to go, and no explanation. And won't make anything clear. That's the kind of stonewalling that we've seen from them as far as reservation cancellation goes as well. Now, Michael Savage has weighed in on this, and I think he had a really good summary, short summary of Bilderberg for his audience. Let's listen to that tape.
The Bilderberg meeting is going on from June 6th through June 9th, 2013 in England. There will be 140 participants in 21 European and North American countries. And you're going to say, well, so what's wrong with that? Now, there's a lot of right-wing hysteria about the Bilderberg meetings. I don't know what it's about. I have a suspicion why they're afraid of the Bilderberg meeting. I guess because it sounds kind of Jewish. They assume that it's a secret Jewish meeting where there's a secret handshake. But if you actually look at the list of the Bilderbergs, you see its leaders in basically business and academia. Now, I don't like most of the philosophy of those from academia. They're all leftists. But you'll also notice there are no Russians on the list and no Chinese. Now, this is why China has the strongest economy in the world. Why are they not at the Bilderberg meeting? Now, founded in 1954, what is the Bilderberg meeting? Most of you never heard it. Most of you don't even know what the Bilderberg is. But to the right wing, the word Bilderberg itself provokes the desire to go out and buy hollow point ammunition. It was founded in 1954. It's a conference designed to foster dialogue between Europe and North America, meaning it's the New World Order, meaning it's a dialogue between business leaders and others in Europe and North America to build ties. That's how it started. Unfortunately, it's moved
towards... That's right. That's right. That's how it started, but that's not how it's ending. As he goes on, he talks about, it's a short clip, but we're running up to a break here. He talks about how it's now being used to control Congress. Yeah, that was the design all along. Even at their second meeting, and we now have their minutes, they were talking about the EU and the European Union, and we see how that's playing out. We'll be right back after the commercial break. We're going to be joining Alex in London shortly. Stay tuned.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back with the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. He's going to be joining us in just a little bit. But we do have reports that are being filed from Alex. He was on site yesterday. The meeting starts today as far as people arriving. And yesterday they were making preparations as these people are coming in. They need to have their fences up because they don't want you to get close to them. They don't want any information to get out about what they're doing, but they don't even want you anywhere around them. That's why they buy out these entire luxury hotel complexes and then use the security and the police forces from the nearby towns to chase people away at the taxpayers' expense. You know, that's what the police are there for, right? To protect the elite from you. Well, we got Alex taking a look at their barrier of steel. He calls it the Bilderberg Ring of Steel. Let's take a look at what he found yesterday.
What are you guys building? Looks like an art project or something.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm just going to get a photo here. So what are you guys putting together?
Just a fence.
Yeah, I saw the steel grating down there. You guys are working late into the night, huh?
It's all nice.
Oh, really? All night? Wow. Well, I'll leave you alone so you can get it done. Have a good one.
So we're finished.
You guys have a good one.
Yeah, you too, man.
Cheers.
See ya.
Yeah, working through the night. Got to get that up because you know what? This could be a big event. This could be very large. You've got David Icke's going. You got Alex Jones there. People that are very well known in England. You've also got massive demonstrations going on just across the channel in Frankfurt. They're protesting the European Central Bank all this last weekend. They called it Blockupy. A lot of people there, thousands of people there. If very few of those could show up at the Bilderberg convention, you could have a massive crowd there and probably will have, I would expect. There's going to be a lot of people there. So they're very concerned about that. They're busy putting up these construction projects, for those of you who couldn't see it. I mean, they're making some pretty heavy fortifications there to protect people. You know, when I look at this, I think about the power of even just one person, and Hong Kong is now marking the Tiananmen Square remembrance. It's the 24th anniversary of Tiananmen Square, and everybody remembers that iconic picture of the one person standing in front of the tank. Now, what you don't know in the West is that subsequently tanks did run over people there. They did shoot and kill a lot of people there. That part was not televised, but that was a wonderful, iconic moment when he stood in front of those tanks. And if you remember, the tank kind of made a movement to go to the left, then a movement to go to the right. And every time the tank would move, he would move in front of the tank. It's really a testimony to the power of ideas, to the power of people. And although the Chinese people haven't achieved their freedom from a ruling elite yet, they're still being used as slave labor in China. One of the ways that they do that, we went to China, I adopted my daughter from there. One of the ways they do that is to allow the Chinese people to have an increase in the standard of living. Now, certainly the people who are out in the countryside are still living in very abject poverty. And they're ruling them with an iron fist. I think it was Unwed Mothers, there was an article that is something like six times their annual income. They get penalized if they have a child out of wedlock. Families that have more than one child are hit with severe, severe economic penalty. There's a lot of poverty still in China, but it is so, they're so poor after Mao's policies, after he ground them into the dust, after he killed tens of millions of people, after the Great Famine, which he called the Great Leap Forward. Rockefeller, David Rockefeller, talked about how this is the most important and successful revolution and social reform program in human history. David Rockefeller loved the Chinese oppression under Mao. That's what he would like to see happen everywhere. He wants to see population controlled. He wants to see people controlled. But there's a lot of power in what one person can do. But listen to this Chinese fellow who spoke earlier this year at a Massachusetts state gun rally talking. He was at Tiananmen Square when it happened 24 years ago. And he was talking about people there as to why you don't want to give up your Second Amendment rights in this country. And here's what he had, a little bit of what he had to say.
This past Monday, I decided to visit the Lexington Green to pay my tribute to Captain John Parker. As I was walking on the green, I thought to myself, you know what? The founding fathers of the United States and Chairman Mao have one thing in common. They all thought guns are very important political instruments. However, their similarities ended there. Chairman Mao wrote in one time, he said, political power grew out of the barrel of a gun. And he also wrote, the parties.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, but Alex is going to be joining us very shortly with live reports from Bilderberg. He's going to be doing the last 2 hours live from England, just outside of London, Watford, UK. Whereas we've already talked about, we've got the hotel staff there is acting a bit like Fawlty Towers, running Alex out of the restaurant even without allowing him to pay the bill. It's pretty amazing. And the conference hasn't even started yet. People don't even start arriving. Our grand lords do not start arriving until today. But even yesterday, we have to get the rabble like Alex Jones out of the way. And we were talking just before the break about how this is now the 24th anniversary of Tiananmen Square, that iconic picture of the guy standing in front of the column of tanks. And what we didn't talk about is the fact that still in Beijing, even though there are celebrations of it in Hong Kong with a lot of people there attending a candlelight vigil because it is a very solemn occasion, a lot of people were killed by the military. Not everybody, we always see that picture of the guy standing in front of the tank, but a lot of people did die there. But in Beijing, police blocked the gate of a cemetery housing victims of the crackdown on a pro-democracy demonstrators as part of a sweeping annual effort to bar commemorations. You have to understand that China was used by Rockefeller and the New World Order. There is a massive transfer of wealth. We did a special report on this last night on the Nightly News. If you didn't see that, it's probably because you're not a Prison Planet member. You need to pay up and see this special content. But we talk about how Rockefeller and the elite desired to have a massive transfer of wealth from the United States, as we now see. That's happened in only about three decades. We see pretty much most of the manufacturing capacity of the United States. Much of our wealth has been transferred to China, and it's not from the American people to the Chinese people. It's from the Americans to a few ruling elite. The Chinese are not out of the woods yet. They are still under the oppression of Mao-like rulers in China. I've seen it. I've been there. The people who are getting a better standard of living, who've moved out of the countryside, they see their standard of living go up. It pacifies the population somewhat, but they are working under what everybody else would consider to be slave conditions. They still have a working slave population that is serving the multinational corporations. These same leaders, these multinational corporations that are going to Bilderberg. An article on Infowars.com says, congressional report proves that taxpayers are subsidizing Walmart employees. A congressional report released Thursday confirms what many Americans have suspected all along. Taxpayers are subsidizing Walmart's workforce. The running joke that says, for every dollar you save at Walmart, you spend $2 more in taxes isn't far off the mark. And it says further down, they estimate that a single 300-person Walmart Supercenter store in Wisconsin likely cost taxpayers at least $904,542 per year. Per year. And if you add in the fact that many Walmart employees who receive Medicaid benefits also benefit from other taxpayer-funded programs such as food stamps, WIC, and other federal aid because they don't pay them much, the total cost to taxpayers is more like $1.7 million a year, about $5,800 per Walmart employee, and that's just for a single store. You see, the whole point of most of what the government does is to transfer wealth. And it's not between different classes as much as we are led to believe by this false left-right paradigm. The primary transfer of wealth is from people to a few ruling elite. We can see that more clearly every day as we see what's going on. Look at this article from the London Guardian about Amazon and Google chiefs joining other corporate tax avoiders at the Bilderberg Confab. Now, out of the 140 participants, you've got a lot of the largest companies like Amazon.com, Google. They don't pay any taxes. I don't know about Amazon, but I know Google hasn't paid any taxes. Apple pays virtually nothing. There's a big scandal going on in the UK about that. The whole point of the tax code is to transfer wealth to the government so they can redistribute it in large amounts to companies like Walmart or to Google or to other insiders who are giving a nice tithe of that to the politicians who transfer the massive amounts of money to them. And I think it's about time people have had enough of this, enough of the IRS, enough of this corrupt system. And when we see the IRS being used as a weapon, that's gotten everybody's attention. What they haven't seen is this massive redistribution of wealth. And what they haven't paid attention to is the fact that going back as far as the Reagan administration, first thing he did when he got in was he created the Grace Commission. He had one of the top accounting firms go in and take a look at where the money was coming from and where the money was going. And what he found out was that all of the money that we pay in income tax just went to service the debt. In other words, to the Federal Reserve, to the private central bank. The Federal Reserve was created at the same time the income tax was, and what we've been on is a 100-year interest-only balloon note, and they're using that balloon note. They're calling it due now across Europe, and they're going to do it here in America. They're going to say, time's up. Your balloon note is overdue. We're repossessing your country. That's what they do when they take out democratically elected people and put in Goldman Sachs bankers in their place, as they've done in Italy and Greece and other places. That's what Nigel Farage of the UK Independence Party called them on in the European Party Parliament. And so it's about time that somebody starts talking about getting rid of this corrupt system. We always said, and we talked about it in the Libertarian Party, that it's not about revenue, it's about controlling you. That's what the income tax is there for. And it's there to send money to the banks. They don't care. As long as they get their interest payment each time, they're going to keep compounding that. They're going to encourage you privately to go into debt. If you're a college student, you're going to get those credit card offers. They're also going to do the same thing with each and every country because they want every country indebted to them. And when they screw up, when their massive derivative schemes fail, they have the government assume those debts and then turn around and say, well, government, you're now insolvent, so you've got to turn over real assets to us. It's amazing. They use their failures to take over the sovereignty of countries. People are starting to wake up, though, because of the political nature of the persecution that the IRS is being used for. And understand, this is nothing that's new from Obama. This is something that has gone on since the time of FDR. We've got documented cases of virtually every president using the IRS as a weapon against their political enemies. It's just that Obama has done it more openly, more pervasively, more unashamedly than any other president has ever done. Used to be when you'd get caught doing this, like Nixon did, you would get impeached. You'd get thrown out. But nothing happens to Obama no matter what he does. Talk about a Teflon president. That's the guy. But people are starting to wake up. Here's what Ted Cruz had to say about abolishing the income tax.
Joining me now in the hot seat, my old friend, Republican Senator Ted Cruz. Senator, thank you for joining us. We go way back to the old days, the Texas Solicitor General days, if I'm not mistaken. Senator, you're leading the charge to abolish the IRS. I think that's a fantastic idea. Tell us your plan.
Well, look, we have seen in recent weeks that the IRS has not honored its trust with the American people, that the Obama administration has demonstrated a willingness to use the machinery of government to target their political enemies. And that's wrong. It was wrong when Richard Nixon did it, and it's wrong when Barack Obama did it. And it is a manifestation of too much power in the federal government. When the federal government has that much power in our individual lives, it's an invitation to being abused. And I think we ought to abolish the IRS and instead move to a simple flat tax where the average American can fill out our taxes on a postcard. Put down how much you earn, put down a deduction for charitable contributions, for home mortgage, and how much you owe. It ought to be just a simple one-page postcard and take the agents, the bureaucracy out of Washington and limit the power of government.
I have a hunch you might get bipartisan support for an idea like that.
Well, it seems to me we should because it's about empowering the people. And that ought to be a bipartisan value. That ought to be something Republicans and Democrats can both embrace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It ought to be bipartisan. You know, when we see Rachel Maddow, we see Sean Hannity, what they use is this scandal. They say Rachel Maddow says, well, but Bush did it. Bush did that. So Obama can do it. Or if Hannity is in and somebody points out that Bush did something, he says, well, Bill Clinton did it. So we're okay with that. No, let's look at this and say power is being abused. Ted Cruz was exactly right. When you concentrate power, you're going to get concentrated corruption. And that's what we see. And so let's say bipartisanly that we want to get rid of this. This is something we don't need to have. And as I said before, it's not about revenue. It's about controlling you. They can collect taxes anonymously. That's what a consumption tax is. That's what a sales tax is. It's simple. If you've ever run a business, you know that the income tax that you've got to calculate, when you fill that out, that's a tremendous amount of work and expense and legal jeopardy because you're signing your name to this thing in violation of you're signing away your Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment rights. And so it's a very troubling thing the way the income tax works. But a sales tax is very simple. It doesn't take any time at all to do a sales tax if you're a merchant. All you do is just look at your gross revenue. Anybody that runs a business can determine what their gross revenue is. That's not very difficult to do. So there may be a little bit of distinction in some areas. You might have some food exemptions, that sort of thing. So you may have to distinguish between that. That's not a difficult thing to do. It's nothing at all like an income tax. But remember this, when we talk about it controlling you, the income tax was there well before we had the kind of surveillance computer state that we have now. The income tax was there. And that gave the government an opportunity to go in and look at everything in your personal and private life. It gave them an opportunity for discovery. It gave them an opportunity for investigation. It also gave them an opportunity to control the population, giving them carrots and sticks, making them do this, making them do that. And those kinds of carrots and sticks were always done in the service of larger corporations. So it's time that we all wake up and look at the abuse of power, look at the way the income tax has been used to control us. Now, Ron Paul always said he didn't care that much about the form of taxation. He said if you get your taxes down to a low enough level, you don't really care how those taxes are being applied. There's a lot of truth to that. The taxation level is far too high. However, there still is, it's still important how you collect those taxes. It's still important that our constitutional rights, that our dignity, that our liberties are respected, that our privacy is not invaded, that we're not manipulated and controlled by like a bunch of lab rats for the benefit of large multinational corporations like Walmart that have used the government to get special favors. And I hear that we've got Alex Jones on the line right now. He's going to join us. Alex, you there?
Yes, sitting here listening to you the last few minutes. I'm doing Skype audio as I drive from London with some breaking info back out to Watford and listening to the show. You're doing a great job, and I want to comment on the IRS situation here in just a moment. But first off, am I coming to you good?
Yeah, sound great.
Fantastic. First off, as I forgot to say this yesterday, I want to just say that Richard Reeves has been the most valuable player on this trip so far, and he's sitting right next to me. And Richard, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to London. We are broadcasting live, obviously, and Alex is going to be giving you a big breakdown later on all the news of the day.
Anyways, there is Richard Reeves, and I intended to be back, but we hit traffic that was going half a mile an hour that got us about 30 minutes behind. So we're almost back to the hotel where we're staying. I'm going to meet with the head police people tonight. I've got a lot of breaking news, but I'm going to get that out at the bottom of the next hour after we set up video Skype. And I actually have my notes in front of me and can punch up some of the emails and things that I have on my phone. So I've got to go over some of my notes and things. I'll be back in about 15, 20 minutes to the hotel, and then we'll connect up, and I'll be ready at the bottom of the next hour with a bunch of breaking news, focused info, but not just Bilderberg. I've got some other important news that I want to cover as well. But just getting back to David Knight there and the viewers and listeners in the studio. Big breaking news in the United States and North America on the number one news site, drudgereport.com, linked yesterday and today, top link, last time I saw it a few hours ago on the left-hand side, to the Bilderberg list and to their agenda. I want to go over what their agenda's code word for. That's a big deal when something like that is out in front of everybody, where you have all these world leaders meeting in secret, and then you're basically trying to tell the public that it doesn't exist. That's the big issue, is exposing that the puppet masters exist. That's a big victory that they've been denying it exists, and we forced it. That discredits them. But Bill Gates, we've confirmed, this is usually how they do it. It's not who's on the list that's important every year, about 125 people. There used to only be about 20 extra people that they tried to keep secret that were there. That's usually the illegal type stuff, where they're going to be meeting with regulators and people that are there, so you don't want that behind-the-closed-door meeting. That's why they'll have people that try to sneak in, like Obama, like Hillary 5 years ago. Well, we've confirmed Bill Gates is in London in a few days, and you can bet your bottom dollar will try to sneak in. That's why they cover their faces with newspapers. That's why they don't want to be known that they're there. That's why they get so upset. And we've got some other big names that we know are in London and from our moles are reportedly going to be out there. So to all the activist journalists, that's why it's important we not just be where the police and others say, oh, here, you're allowed to stand on the sidewalk here, nowhere else. They're going to be trying to direct Bill Gates and others in the back entrance, or they're going to try to land via helicopter. I saw them out getting some marks out, and we tried to get footage, but I was going to try to go out there later, but then they caught us last night and threw us out. But I saw what looked like helicopter marks they were putting out on the front lawn. And again, it's a huge compound, just the main acreage around the hotel is over 300 acres. And there's over 1,000 acres just for the golf course. There's several big pieces, but bottom line, that's why it's important that we get activists everywhere breaking up splitting up our reporters. I've got six. I'm sorry. How much of that were you able to hear, David?
You said it's important that we get everybody out there, and you started to say that you've got reporters there, but go ahead. You got
absolutely,
about six reporters?
That's why. Absolutely. That's why Alex Jones is not the most important person here. Paul Watson is not the most important person here. Steve Watson is not the most important person here. Eon Watson is not the most important here. Leanne McAdoo is not the most important person here. All of us independently are just as important because you never know who is going to be there at a gas station down the street when a black limo pulls in or a black Mercedes and David Rockefeller's in the back in a wheelchair. You never know, you know, when a helicopter lands, are you going to be in the bushes with a digital zoom, you know, getting the shots of Lord Rockefeller? So we're going to come back and talk more about that. Just tactics and strategy. But when I get back at the bottom of the next hour, I'll give you the big scoop sand board. David, take us out.
All right. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more information from Bilderberg and from InfoWars with Alex Jones.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult, valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Welcome back to the InfoWars show. This is Alex Jones is on the line with us from Watford, UK. He's en route to the Bilderberg site where they're covering the annual Bilderberg meeting. And Alex is telling us just before the break about how the importance of covering Bilderberg is not just to expose the fact that it exists, because for decades we were told that it didn't exist. And it's not even just to expose their agenda, because much of their agenda is hidden at any given time. I've got a stack of stuff here of exposed past Bilderberg meeting minutes that were leaked by WikiLeaks. But as Alex was saying before the break, it's really key to have people on site all over the place, not just Alex Jones, not just the InfoWars staff, but all the citizen journalists out there with their cameras, seeing who these secret attendees are. They publish a list of the people that are there, but the real key thing are the people that they don't tell you are coming, people that are like future presidential candidates like Bill Clinton, who attended, or when we had our Texas Governor Rick Perry, he attended before he ran for president. So it's always interesting to try to see who these unlisted attendees are. And so Alex is on his way there to cover that and many other aspects of Bilderberg. And we've got him on the phone live right now. Alex, are you there?
Absolutely, and I want you to be able to go over all the news you've got, other Bilderberg news, for the first 30 minutes of the next hour. My Skype's breaking up a bit. Am I coming through to you good, Houston?
What's that, Alex?
Am I coming through clear to you, Houston?
Yes, 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 you are.
Okay, great, great. Yeah, absolutely. Just adding to this, also, because we force media coverage, we're then hijacking the dinosaur media. We can then expose what the Bilderberg agenda is to the media. And when they lock it down, and they've now built this big steel fence, when I was there last night, they were putting it up, and they said that the crew had to work throughout the night. I went up to the GS security group, GS6, and openly talked to them. And then when the head of security found out, he got so mad that we were hiding in plain view talking to security people. So I've got some of the security preparations that I'll break down coming up as well. But there's so many reasons that this is important. So if you are in England, if you are in the UK, get down here any of the days, tomorrow, right through Sunday. It's so important. And just bottom line, big numbers. But there's also the private airports close to Watford. There's so many places. You never know when you're going to run into these people. They also...
You're breaking up a little bit there, Alex. Can you hear me now? I think we lost Alex there. He's saying that it's very important, if you're anywhere in the area, if you're in England, show up, because you never know where you're going to see somebody there. You might see someone who's famous, and it's a real key thing. You know, famously, Margaret Thatcher supposedly went to one of the Bilderberg conferences. She did not like what she saw and was very openly critical of it, and it wasn't long after that that she was removed from power by her own party. These people really wield power. And, you know, everywhere they go, they're imposing things like the income tax. As we mentioned before, that came on at the same time that the Federal Reserve, the private central bank that controls our currency and much of our economy here, that came on at the same time. This just came out from the BBC News. Tiny little Andorra is going to introduce an income tax for the first time. Andorra is a very small nation. It's, I think it's the sixth smallest European country. In case you don't know, I had to look up where Andorra was. It's located between Spain and France in the Pyrenees Mountains. Very tiny, only about 85,000 people in the entire country. But, you know, no matter how small they are, they cannot escape the scrutiny of the banks. The banks have to impose their income tax system. Why? Because that gives them the most control over people and over the economy. We'll be right back with some more coverage from Bilderberg and Alex Jones. Stay tuned.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.